Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
There we go. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I am working diligently to get Mr. Ward Connerly on the program. Okay, folks. Hey, welcome back. Great to have you with me. Hour number three. Wow. Hour number three. Very excited to have all of you with me. I greatly appreciate you joining me. Should be getting Ward Connerly on here shortly. I'm in text communication with him, so we should have Ward joining us momentarily. And as soon as he does, we'll get him locked in. Just very quickly, a couple of housekeeping pieces. Get over to the website, please, and get signed up. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Get yourself signed up over there. You'll get our emails. Just to kind of give you a brief example of some of that. Let's see if our stuff has gone out yet today. Not quite yet today. Okay. Let's go to Chosen. Well, actually, I can just take you to the website. If you go to the ChosenGenerationRadio.com website, you can get an idea of what some of the articles are. U.S. government, CDC colluded with Google, Twitter, Facebook to censor important information about experimental code vaccines. FDA puberty blockers.
Ward Connerly.
Hello, dear brother. We're on the air. Thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Hi, my brother.
Well, welcome aboard. Good to have you with me. I was just going over some of the things that are going on. Kidnapped Christians and Muslims flogged by Nigerian Islamists in cruel ransom video. Protests rock Argentina as socialist government cuts subsidies. Severe economic desperation rises rapidly all over America as nearly half the nation cuts back spending on food. Global depression is already underway. There is news, Los Angeles ends citizenship requirement for government jobs. The genetic panopticon and kids sex change clinic founder got money from makers of puberty blockers. And puberty blockers, according to the FDA, may cause brain swelling and blindness. But let's give it to them anyway. Welcome aboard, Ward. My gosh, it's insane what is going on in our world today, is it not?
It is. I have received a confidential memo. It's a recruiting memo being distributed by a group of very, very, very wealthy progressive donors in California that I would like to share with you and your audience.
Please.
It's something that alarms me, and when I'm on, I'll go into it.
We're on. Go ahead. You're on right now.
Well, I want to filibuster a little bit on this,
okay.
My brother.
Please.
The whole concept of identity politics repulses me. I just hate it. I don't think the good Lord creates separate races. I think we're all one of His creation. We're all one. And I fear that if I participate in identity politics, I give it value. I legitimize it. Well, over the years, I have led an effort in 10 different states succeeded in 9, failed in 1, and that was in Colorado, to end race-based affirmative action because I think it's poisonous. It's a toxic brew of making people feel that you're doing something to help them when, in fact, you're holding them back. People like me. And I have, and the reason that I lost, by the way, and where I lost was in Colorado in 2008 when one Barack Obama was on the ballot there and he had the support of the Service Employees Union and they defeated me. Now, since that time, the left, far, far left, progressives, have been trying to repeal the laws that we succeeded in getting passed in those other 9 states, California being the first and the most important. One of my supporters, who I came into contact with in 2020, is a very well-connected Californian, and I need to preserve the anonymity of this person.
Sure.
Because there are children involved, and the person does not want her kids growing up in a society that is so poisonous as what these people want to do.
Right.
My pastor.
Yes, sir.
Now, this memo outlines their recruiting technique and what they're doing, and the theme of their movement is that California is a nation founded by white supremacists, and people of color, black and Hispanic, are being oppressed in California, and they should fight that, and they're going to use their dollars to do it. And they're trying to get more people join what is called the California Donors Table. These are very, very wealthy, Pastor, very wealthy people. In 2020, they put up $31.7 million for a 90-day campaign to reinstall race preferences in California. The language that they wanted to remove from our Constitution reads, the state shall not discriminate against or grant preferential treatment to any individual or group on the basis of race, sex, color, ethnicity, or national origin in the operation of public employment, public education, or public contracting. They want to remove that language. And they put up $31.7 million. We raised $1.6 million, and we defeated them by a margin of 57-43. Now, that shows that the people of our state didn't buy what they wanted, but now they want to redouble their efforts and to succeed with more people contributing. I mean, these are some wealthy people. The founder of this donors, California Donors Table, is an Oakland entrepreneur who inherited a fortune, and she put up $6 million of that 31 to try to bring racial justice to California. Pastor, we've already done what she wants to do in this country. There's no white supremacy, as I understand the term. Just because whites are in charge doesn't mean that it's by reason of oppression of anybody. And if you are white or Asian, which they call white adjacent, you're going to be in trouble in this state. And this is going to be exported to the rest of America. And my reticence about identity politics, which would cause me not to discuss this, could be the basis of their success, and I don't want that. This is dangerous stuff, and we're going to hurt a lot of innocent people in the process with reparations and their proposal, which they're now implementing in Oakland, which is to provide a basic guaranteed universal income restricted to people of color. I say that again. Restricted to people of color, using private money, yes, but administered by the city of Oakland. Think about that. Do we not have white and Asian families who are also hurting right now? So why are we going to allow an entity using the cover of government and the false notion that there is white supremacy to divide our state, divide the nation in this manner? So I want to lay this on the table, and we need help to defeat this. We need help, but if we don't defeat it, God help us.
And folks, it's going to take, you know, a combined effort, because these kinds of things, we're talking about California today, but it's not going to end in California, Ward, and we've seen that. Like you said, you know, at the onset of explaining this to us, you fought this battle in Colorado. And that was the one place where, you know, where you ran into a wall and were defeated in 2008. It's not going to end in California. And there are Californians that are making their way all across the country. Now, yes, there are Californians who are leaving that state because the state has become so liberal and they're saying we want out. And they're coming and they're finding conservative places like Texas and Florida and other locations. But some of these Californians that are coming to Texas and Florida and other places are very liberal. Or at the very least, they're a milquetoast version of a conservative. And they're bringing the very values with them that have destroyed California and are destroying California. And that's... It's so important, Ward, that we fight these fights, because irrespective of where California may be, and Gavin Newsom is making big pushes as though he may be, making a play to take over for Joe Biden in 2024. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't think he's, I mean, I think he would like to become the major candidate. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, but he has to get beyond his friend Kamala Harris, who they were trying to resurrect, because she was the one that was anointed by former President Obama to take his place. She's seen as the angel for the Democrat Party. So I'm not as fearful at this stage of Gavin Newsom unless Harris totally dissembles.
Implodes.
Yeah. But this is something that I think they are determined to do. And there's no, from my 83 year experience on this planet, there's nothing worse you can do to a person than to take away their belief in themselves. And this Absolutely. Notion that people of color are at the mercy of white supremacists makes you fearful of whites. It makes you have hate in your heart.
Yeah.
And you then don't care about other people. Our biggest problem in America now is we don't care about other people. We've lost our sense of morality. And I'm singing to the choir when I tell you that. But our audience needs to understand that. This is serious. This is serious, Pastor.
Yes, absolutely.
These people
absolutely.
Are evil. These people are basically evil.
Well, and it's interesting because they want to vilify Christianity and they want to embrace something like Islam. And what? How radically crazy is that? Islam being a religion that teaches that if you want a surety of paradise, the only way to get it is by killing a non-believer as you die. Suicide, dying while killing someone else, is the only way into paradise. While Christianity teaches that the means by which one finds God and is saved, and the fruit of that is found in how you love those around you, how you care for those around you. It's Christian charities that are the number one givers and helpers, and it used to be the Christian church that was the number one helper of the poor in these neighborhoods. And Jesus said, you're going to have the poor with you always. You just are. You're going to have the poor with you. But helping the widows and the orphans is the sign of true religion. It is the sign of true love, because widows and orphans can't give back. You follow what I'm saying?
You're not
doing it because, oh, I'm going to get something out of this. There's a purity. And I'm not saying that widows and orphans are the only ones that need help. There are, you know, I mean, the black neighborhood in particular has been decimated since the Civil Rights Act. And because Lyndon Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act and then he signed the welfare bills for the Great Society, and he knew that when he put those two things together, he was going to get the black vote, and he was going to destroy the black community, and that was their goal.
And he said he would have those N-word supporting me for 200 years.
And man, he's been right. And it's interesting because the one guy that's been able to pierce that and break through and straight talk to that was Donald Trump. Donald Trump basically talked the language of saying, you know, basically, hey, come on, bring it on. This is nonsense. I am really here to help you. I am God's honest truth. I am here to help you. Look what those guys do. And he called them out. Thank God he called them out. All right,
give him credit for that.
No doubt. We got to take a quick break, pay some light bills real quick. We'll be back with more with Ward Connerly. I kind of blew us right through a break, but we're going to we got to jump in and take this little break, and then we'll be back to close out our segment here with Ward Connerly coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effects in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel TAS by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Shepp, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. Ward Connerly is my guest. We got a short segment right here because of my next situation is really tight time. But Ward, you want to give out your email address to ask people to get in, to just get involved, not about giving money, but about getting involved. Go ahead and do that.
It is to be equal, T O B as in boy, E as in easy, E two E's, Q U A L. To be equal at the number one following that, to be equal one at AOL.com. We need to organize people throughout the country to start combating radical progressivism. The saint of all this is former President Barack Obama,
yeah,
who is adored by many Americans because he was the first black president. But you can take Lucifer and put a suit on him. He's still Lucifer.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. All right, listen, we're out of time here, but folks, and Ward, I'm going to introduce you to the guy who was on with me last hour, David Lowry. We're doing some things that you need to know about because there's a crossover in what we're doing in addressing these issues. I'll be back with more coming up after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Shepp, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right. Good morning, folks. Welcome back where we there you go.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, welcome back, folks. This is Pastor Greg. I'm here with Matt Long, and you're listening to the Chosen Generation radio program and the Matt Long Show. And we join forces here on Tuesdays, and it's absolutely awesome to have the opportunity to be in broadcast with my good friend Matt Long and the Hill Country Patriot Radio, along with the Chosen Generation Radio Network, and we love doing this, and so great to be with you, Matt. This is a very, very serious topic, and you and I talked quite a bit about this last night. We're going to talk about J6, January 6th, however you want to call it. But the issue that we're addressing here is bigger than the day. To me, the January 6th issue is not just about January 6th. You can roll this back and talk about Ruby Ridge. And what was that? The test that I believe that was a test. The Weaver family came under assault by an overarching federal government. you had the David Koresh, and you can argue about, you know, what Koresh was doing, but in the but the bottom line is the federal government bombed a church. And you, I mean, you could take it, you look at what happened up in San Angelo. You had a sect of Mormonisms that believed in polygamy. Well, that it's their right to believe in that if they would so choose to do so. And you had a federal government that interceded in that particular issue. We have a federal government now that has basically said you have no right to free speech, and they're using big tech to shut free speech down. Facebook's, Twitter's, they pulled Parler down for a minute. They're using woke corporations. They're using Disney to push their agendas. And then in addition to that, you have them saying you can't gather together unless we let you or we approve it. You can't redress the government unless we approve it. You have no right to your person and your property. We're going to smash your door in, break out your windows, and we're going to come in and we're going to get you. And we're not just going to get you, but we're going to get your children as well. This is supposed to be the United States of America. These kinds of things are not supposed to happen here. And my concern and my challenge is, folks, when they roll military-style gear and military-style vehicles into your neighborhood, number one, you ought to know your neighbors, right? I mean, you should know who's living around you. And if you do know who's living around you, then you should know that if the federal government is doing that, and they're not drug dealers, and they're not running prostitutes out of their home, and they're not doing any of these illegal things, they're just good old God-fearing, church-going kinds of folks, I'm sorry, man, but that's why we have a Second Amendment. The Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting and self-defense. It has to do with stopping tyranny. Period. And we either believe it or we don't.
Absolutely. You know, I find it interesting. There were two things I wrote down while you were talking, and you mentioned, and we talked about this last night, Ruby Ridge and Waco and a number of these other interesting, number of these tyrannical moves by the federal government over the previous years, and you called them a test. And part of, there was, my first reaction to it was, well, that means it was all planned ahead of time as a test. I think that it was looked back upon. I believe that in a lot of these instances, the government or whatever subcommittee in the government, whether it's the DOJ or whatever three-letter organization, I believe that they look back at those instances and say, you know, nobody came out to defend those people. We were clearly in the wrong and nobody came out. I watched the Capital Punishment movie, and I think this is what you're talking about. There was video in Capital Punishment movie of the military rolling up to people's house to arrest them for just being at the Capitol in D.C. on January 6th. And it was just overhanded. The friend I know who was arrested at 4 in the morning, it looked the same. I don't know about the military vehicles, but you would have thought they were going in after, you know, a mass murderer who had been on the run, and they finally just found him, and they're going in after him.
Yep.
And that is, and your question is, and we talked about this, why did the neighbors not come out and stand up? And I think most of us would answer, what give us your answer on that.
Well, and My answer is, and I've made this very clear, my fence posts are painted purple. That's your warning. So if I'm the one you're coming after, that's your warning. If it has to do with somebody going in, I'm going to be like, wait a minute. If I know that neighbor and I know who they are, then I'm going to be saying, hold on a minute. This looks to me like this is a little overhanded. I think that the issue becomes, if we were more tightly knit as a community and better knew who our neighbors were, then we would be looking out for one another. I'll give you an example. I had a tech come over because I needed some work done over here at the house. And he was telling me, he said that, you know, he lives out here in the Bandera area. And he was out of town, and he sent somebody to his property to check on the property, and he got a call from his neighbor. And the neighbor was like, hey, there's somebody at your door. I got him scoped. What do you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
Do I pull the trigger, or are they supposed to be there?
Well,
folks, I know you're like, oh, holy smokes. Look, you know what? We should have one another's back. I remember watching a video a number of years back. This was during the Obama years. And there was a fella, and they had gone to his house because I don't remember all of the situation. But the bottom line was, is there was a standoff that happened, and the neighbors showed up, and they called the sheriff. And the sheriff came out and took the side of his citizen and basically backed the feds off.
Yeah, I think that's our hope. That is our hope. When we want constitutional sheriffs and we talk about constitutional sheriffs, that's what we're hoping. That our sheriff will come up and stand up to us. But boy, we sure have to know who we're voting for sheriff, and we need to know that they're going to do that. You know, we're already seeing that where the feds have already started knocking doors. I've heard about it in Kansas and other places. Just, you know, friendly request to see your firearms. You know, they just want to double check and make sure that, that we noticed you bought three guns in the last 2 months, and we just want to make sure those guns are here and that you're not reselling them. And we've got county sheriffs up there that are saying, no way, get off their property. You can't do this. Well, your county sheriff is the last line in your area.
I'm going to be interviewing. There's a sheriff. His name is Bob Songer. And he has said, because, you know, the ATF has been doing these surprise home visits, apparently. And he is in Klickitat County. And he sent out a notice to the citizens there. He sent out an alert notice to them, and he said that the agents are using the 1968 Gun Act as their authority, following up on approved 4473 background checks. And if you bought two or more firearms at a time, they're coming out to your house and knocking on your door. And he said, if any of those folks show up and knock on your door, you call me. Because you need to tell them to leave your property, and you need to tell them to leave it ASAP. And if they don't leave your property, I'm going to arrest them.
That's the kind of sheriff we need. And that is going to be that's going to be the defense, the last line of defense before you and I have to start pulling the trigger as someone comes down our driveway.
Yep.
And that is not a day. I even want to come around.
None of us are looking forward to that kind of a day taking place. But my warning to you folks is be prepared and be prayed up. Be prayed up. You know, God's given us these freedoms and these liberties, and God's given us this country, and we cannot let this nation become an atheistic stronghold that sodomizes our children and that destroys the rights and the freedoms and the liberties, and where we don't stand up for others that are trying to pursue the same. we can't allow the United States of America to go to hell, period. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
All right.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure. Thank you, Pastor Greg.
All right. God bless you all. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Hi, I'm Tim Schiff.
My passion is the fight
for
freedom.
That was good.
My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this bore well that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the bore well in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you. And keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effects in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action. through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So let me give us some perspective, some biblical perspective on these issues. We talked about a lot of stuff today, and we'll continue to talk about it. We're not going to back down. We're going to continue to address these issues. Ezekiel 3:18-19 says, "If I say to the wicked, 'You shall surely die,' and you give him no warning nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way in order to save his life, that wicked person shall die for his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked and he does not turn from his wickedness or from his wicked way, he shall die for his iniquity, but you will have delivered your soul." Our souls are at risk when we do not call out those things that we see that are wicked. So we do it not just for them, we do it for our own soul. Who would see their brother lying in a ditch somewhere and not attempt to do something to help them, to assist them? That's what we're talking about. Sin is a ditch. Isaiah 5:20, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Or James 4:4, "You adulterers, don't you know that friendship with the world means hostility with God? So whoever wants to be a friend of this world is an enemy of God." Now, does that mean a friend of what? Of people? Do we have, "Oh, I don't want anything to do with them"? No. We're talking about the worldly ways, the things of the world, the sins of the world. And God is saying, "I've called you out of those things. I've called you out of those things." 1 Corinthians 10:20-21, "No, I implied that what pagan sacrifice they offer to demons and not to God. I do not want you to be participants with demons." You cannot drink of the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. There are so many that talk about, well, we've got to compromise. We've got to sit down at the table and we've got to compromise. Scripture is very clear. You cannot drink of the cup of the Lord and of the cup of demons. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. You can't do it. You can't. It's not possible. There is a separation between evil and good, between wickedness and holiness. There's no question that there is a separation. James 5:20 says this, "Let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins." That's, think about it in the terms of it being good news. John 7:24, judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment. So here we have, on the one hand, judge not lest ye be judged. But then in John 7:24, he says no, because he's not talking about don't judge at all. He's saying, look at your own life, inspect yourself first before you begin to bring judgment. And Psalm 94:16, who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will stand for me against those who practice iniquity? Over and over and over again, Scripture is very clear about our responsibility as Christians, as believers, to engage and to stand against evil, to withstand it in our own personal lives. And we've talked about that, and then to push back against it and call it out in those around us in our community and those whom we care about, those whom we love. And who are we called to love? Well, we're supposed to love our neighbors. And who are our neighbors? So we engage in these conversations and we get into these arguments. Now, here's something else I'm going to tell you that's so important to get. Jesus spent his time with the 12 apostles. Now, Jesus' ministry grew. We know that. And it's interesting. We have the scripture that talks about that Jesus talked about the shepherd who would leave the 99 to pursue the one. And an example of that is given in that Christ had this multitude that he was preaching to, and then he suddenly said, we need to get into the boat, we need to go to the other side. And what happened on the other side? He encountered the man at the tombs, and he set the man free, and he sent the pigs, the swine in. And it's interesting to note, and very few talk about this, that that man came from a region called Decapolis, which was 10 cities. And amongst those 10 cities was the city of Damascus, the city that Paul came from. And so literally Christ was going on an assignment in order to send the man who would light the fire of revival that would cause Paul ultimately several years later to go to try to extinguish it, and on the way encounter Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus. But what did Jesus then do? He returned to the multitude and he preached to that multitude. But also, as he preached, he offered them the choice. You choose life or death. You choose. You choose repentance. And he castigated those that wouldn't. He even went so far as to say to the Sadducees, you are the sons of the devil. They said, Abraham. He said, no, you're the sons of Satan. They left. Then he said, you must eat of my flesh and drink of my blood. And it says in John chapter 6 that in that day many who believed said, this is a hard saying, we can't follow this, we can't get it, we don't understand it. And so they turned and they left, and it says, and many of them never returned. And Jesus never chased after any of these folks. In fact, he turned to the apostles and he said to them, why are you still here? And they were like, because we know that you have the truth. Jesus didn't waste his time chasing down people who didn't want to hear the truth. He spoke the truth. If they received the truth, what did he say to the apostles when he sent them out in pairs? Go and knock on the door. Go to homes that you'll be directed to that are righteous people. Go to those homes, present yourself, knock at the door. If they receive you, then go in and let your blessings fall on that house and on that community as you minister. If they won't receive you, then don't sit there and beg. Don't beg them to receive you. No. Kick the dust off your feet. And what does he say? It would be better, it will be better in the day of judgment for Sodom and Gomorrah than for that town that rejected you. Think about what he said. He didn't say go into the town and grovel. He said go into the town and tell them what the truth is. And if they'll receive you, they'll get a blessing. And if they won't receive you, then the curse will fall upon them. You will kick the dust off your feet because you don't want anything to do with what's going to happen because God's judgment is going to fall on that place because they rejected the truth. Know who you are. Know whose you are. Don't be arrogant about it. Go in love. Go in humility. But know who you belong to and quit the compromising. You can't drink of the cup of Satan and the cup of God. You can't do it. This nation right now, these individuals who have usurped their authority, who have no right to be sitting in those chairs, they are representatives. And we voted them in. And if you live in a district where one of those kind of people are your representative, you need to get up off your backside and you need to get involved and you need to get engaged and you need to make a change. Now. It has to happen now. You need to be calling them every single day. They need to hear from you every day. Hey, you need to stop voting like this. I don't believe in sodomite activity going on. I don't want my children being perverted in the schools. I don't want this gender nonsense being shoved down my kids. Stop your indoctrination. You don't think it's indoctrination? Then how is it that some studies are indicating that between 18 and 25 now, up to 39% think they're some kind of lesbian, sodomite, transgender, bisexual, queer. They get it from TV? They get it from movies? Are you teaching them that? Or are they getting it from the indoctrination that's happening in our school system, in our public school system? They're not there to be taught how to shove their throbbing member into Johnny's backside. They're to be taught reading, writing, and arithmetic. And yes, there should be good, biblical, Christian, moral values being taught in schools today. Yes, there should be. Because the school needs to line up with the parents. And parents, you need to, man, get it together. Ask God for help and get it together. Because some of y'all have lived this very difficult and challenging life because of the choices that you have made. And now the choices that you're making are impacting your children, and they're going to have challenges because of the choices that you're making. Make better choices. You can. God will help you. But make better choices. Choose better. Choose to follow Jesus Christ. Choose to allow your old nature to get pinned on that cross. And choose to walk in true freedom and liberty. Today. Today. He is well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can think or ask. It's possible. Reach out to me, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. I'm over. I got to jump. I love you. God bless you. Remember, at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.